Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of
memories.
Oh, what joy, they bring to me.
They bring to me
how I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of
memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Good evening, everyone. And greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father. Father, as we open your word this evening, we do pray for the Holy Spirit to come forth to bring the message that you would want each of us to have. And may he open our hearts and minds to be receptive. And Father, I pray that for each one that is listening tonight or will hear this message, Father, that you will show them mercy, grant unto them that, Father. And Father, use us in mighty ways to help lead those from darkness to light, and that light being the Lord Jesus Christ. Help us now, Father, with knowledge and wisdom from this your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. You know that tonight we're still in the four Gospels. We're still in Matthew. We've come through the Sermon on the Mount. We've dealt with a lot of things, but there's still more coming, more that we don't think a whole lot about. And you know, this is why it is so important to go through the complete Bible as often as we can, because we do have the potential to forget things, and as we read and study, there are things that just does not register in our minds and our hearts that we miss out on. But that is why we need to be in the Word often and in prayer with our Heavenly Father. So that we don't weaken down and we continue to grow stronger each and every day, and always learning and understanding things that we had not had before. All right. We just finished this morning with chapter 6. We're going to be going into chapter 7 now. The first 11 verses here is dealing with judging. Here in verse 1, it says, judge not that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. And with what measure you might, it shall be measured to you again. And we know that that is a lot that does go on in this day and time. Because you see, we're not judges. Yes, if we see someone, and they may supposedly be a child of God, and we see them drunk, or we see them committing adultery or some of the other sins that's laid out for us, we know they're wrong. We know they are hurting themselves, but you and I are not their judge, and we need to keep right on loving them and praying for them that they will find the truth and that they will go to the Lord Jesus Christ and take their troubles and trials through him to God Almighty. Because you see, he's the one that gives the increase. Now the Lord Jesus Christ, one day, when we step out of this life into the next, will judge you and I. We're told that in his word. But we are not the judges. Now verse 3. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considereth not the beam that is in thy own eye? In other words, we see his wrongs. A lot of times we're not seeing ours. And ours can be even stronger and all than his. Verse 4. Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shall thou see clearly, cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Be sure, before going even to them, that you are right with God, to where you are seeing things clearly and with a clear understanding. And then you can be of help to him. by using the word of Almighty God. But it brings us back to, where are we with God? Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample under their feet and turn again and rend you. You see, when we go to talking about things that way, that is things that will refer to those who have deliberately rejected the message of truth. Now, these animals that he mentions here, in that day and time, were the animals that was the most falsest to Jesus. And his followers. Because of the way they lived and the things that they would do and the things they would eat. We go on now here to verse 7. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. We all need to be constantly seeking things of the kingdom of Almighty God and seeking Him. And we do that through prayer and letting him know by asking. He knows what we need and all, but we need to ask him for it. And that's what he's talking about. Ask, and it shall be given. He wants to hear from all of his people. Now, verse 9. Or what man is there of you whom if his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? Now he's letting us know now he's a lot better father than we are even to our children. Or if he ask a fish, will he be given a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more should your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Because he is a lot better Father than we are, even at our very best as an earthly Father and with our children. The best we can even be is still not the father he is with his children. And we are all his children. We are his family. And he's letting us know these things. Now, verse 11. Because it's just what we were talking about. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? 12. Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. Because you see, what we want other people doing to us is never anything evil, is it? No, we don't want them doing evil things to us. So we are not to do evil things to them. But what we are to do, as the children of Almighty God, is to show them our love and be there to help in whatsoever way we can. And we do know that there is nothing really impossible for us because God is with us and the Holy Spirit is in us. And we have the authority and the power of Almighty God to reach out and be of help. All right. Now here in 13, it says, enter ye in at the straight gate. You heard me speak about this many times in different ways and in different services. But here we're seeing it in God's word. In fact, it's in Jesus' word here in the scripture. Enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Many's going to go that way. 14. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Makes a flame, doesn't it? And he's not pulling any punches like a lot of our pastors today do. Tickle the ears instead of giving them the truth of God's word and lead them down pathways that is not good for them. Now, we're going to be talking about a few then. Here in 15, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravaging wolves. Why would God consider that? Because they are leading you wrong and down the wrong pathway to your destruction. 16. You shall know them by their fruit. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? No, because you see, your life will reveal what you truly are. 17. Even so, every good tree, bringeth forth good fruit. But a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. You see, whatever your life is, as what is going to come from you, and that's what others are going to see. Because if you are of that evil tree, that's what you're going to bring forth. Until you would come to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ and repent and be covered by his blood, his forgiveness, and then grow until you are filled with the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. And then you won't bring forth evil fruit. You will bring forth good fruit. Because it will be the good fruit that comes from God. You remember Jesus telling us that he didn't do nothing on his own? He didn't even speak on his own. He would speak what was given him by the Father. He would do the things that was given him to do by the Father. And that is exactly what you and I are to do. And nothing else. Now, every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. It's burnt up. And wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. That's Jesus talking. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Everyone that's even speaking, Lord, Lord, will not make it to heaven. Jesus' word, not mine, his. 22. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? You see, they want to sound their own symbol, bragging on themselves. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Because you see, what they were doing was not by the mercy or the grace or the will of Almighty God. And most of it was fake. Seen a lot of that at one time too. Now, 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded on a rock. Now, your rock, if you are a child of God, your rock and my rock is the Lord Jesus Christ. And our foundation is built on him and in him. And everything that we do or receive comes through him. Brought to us by the Holy Spirit. Now, verse 26, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it, because it was not on a rock foundation. And if we are not built upon the rock of the Lord Jesus Christ, we will fall. 28. And it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Think about that. Gives us something to really think about, doesn't it, for the night? Something to take with us as we relax and rest. Something to perceive. We're going to stop here, though, for the night, because the next chapter is quite lengthy and gets into a lot of things. But may God reach out with a blessing to you. And may you receive understanding as you've never received it before. And take it and make use of it. Because if the Father gives it to you, that's what he wants you to use. Use it. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we close your word this evening, we thank you for your word, Father. And we give you praises for it. And Father, we thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ that came into this world, Father, and was willing to pay a price for us so that we can have eternal life that we could not pay, Father. And we thank you for the Holy Spirit that's with us today to give us knowledge, wisdom, give us truth of your word, and to fill us with your power and authority to use and do with your word as you will ask of us to do. We know that because of him and your power, there is nothing, Father, that can stand in our way. We are weak, but you, Father, are strong. And Satan and his little demonic force cannot stand against you. And we have been given authority and the power to use the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we know, therefore, that he cannot stand against us, nor block the things that you will call upon us to do. Father, be with each one tonight that will hear this message. We know that you love all mankind. And may the Holy Spirit touch each one of them to fulfill whatever need they have, Father, whether it be sickness and disease, or whether they're walking in darkness and need the light. We know he can turn them, bring them to that saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, we pray for our families. Keep them safe. Keep them in health, Father. See to their needs and those that are weak. Holy Spirit, work with them. Turn them. Bring them to the Lord Jesus Christ. Help them to put their faith in him so that they too can walk in everlasting life with him and not be lost and rejected. And Father, we ask now for our land, this land of ours, and our government that has brought so much evil upon its people, and the churches, Father, that has accepted evil that is an abomination to you, but they have accepted it as just another way of life. We have churches out here, Father, that has accepted transgenderality, homosexuality, Father. And we know your word tells us that that is an abomination unto you. But they've accepted it as just another lifestyle. They've accepted, Father, abortion, the murder of our unborn babies, and divorce, Father. The divorce rate is the same in the church as it is in the world. And adultery, Father, also is being accepted in our churches. We have pastors in our churches living in adultery and teaching. What they are saying is your word, and Father, we know that it's not. Now, Father, help us to remove those from office in our government that's against you, against the Lord Jesus Christ, against your church, and against your people. Help us to replace them with ones that will be for you, for Jesus, for the church, and for your people, and work with us to bring this land to repentance and put our government back upon the foundation which you established, and that foundation being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now keep us through the night, Father. Bring us together come morning and back into your word. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, everyone. Have a great night. Spend time with God. God willing, we can be together again in the morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Have a great night. And good night, all.